Oh my God, Tom's computer overheated. That's a thing. Brandon, you were about to bitch about something, and you wanted to wait for us to start recording.
I wasn't going to bitch about it.
But...
So, for just so this doesn't blow up in my face, I liked the episode. I thought it was cool. The cinematography was phenomenal in spots, especially watching the behind the scenes at the end of it. About how they were filming through actual downtown LA and the different lighting they did. Like, it was really cool. I really enjoyed that. I really enjoyed a lot of where the plot went. Saying that, I feel like this season feels like very big filler to set up season 4 on a pedestal. When it's all
because
said
of the
done,
ending only?
Like, when it's all said and done, what did the season, like, really fully accomplish? I mean, it felt like it could have been like a couple episodes, you know, in a way.
I felt like it could be longer.
That's what I meant. Like, if they wanted to go into more depth, it would have been nice.
Yeah, they could have benefited from another one or two episodes, I think. Just to flesh out some more stuff, like Caleb's backstory, Serac's backstory, the backstory of the whole Insight, you know, like how pervasive this whole system is and everything. I mean, we get a kind of a taste with Caleb, but I mean, he's one guy, you know. It seems like I think it would have had more impact, like the ending and like basically the world coming to an end, if we knew how the world was before that.
Yeah, you know? I 100% agree.
With more than just one character.
I feel like they tried to overcorrect so much from season 2. With season 2 being, you know, way on the other side of season 1, they tried to get somewhere in the middle, but I felt like they overcorrected a little bit too much.
I think it was a good correction. I think we still...
I didn't say it was overcorrection in the wrong way.
Sure. You know what I mean? I was trying to go into this with lowered expectations, not knowing if there would be some... hoping that there wasn't going to be some rethink the entirety of the season you've just watched, because that's annoying to me.
Yep.
But hoping that there was going to be something. I think we got some somethings. So we got that. One of the big things for me was Serac is just a henchman, basically.
Yeah.
He wasn't running the show. He didn't know what the fuck he was doing. We hypothesized all along that he was fake, which is not true in the strict sense, but it is true in the host sense, because he was being told what to do in a literal real-time way. His implant was like, or his earpiece was like implanted in his ear, which is a little creepy. But he was not as much of a mover as I think we thought he was, a tactician. He was just doing...
You know what would have made that like even cooler is seeing like why... He did that to his brother. Like, we know why he said why, but it would have been cool to see it. Like, it would have been cool if he would have been like up with Rehoboam one night and it said something like, you know, like, oh, your brother is too much to blah, blah, blah. And then he has to do it.
We just heard a line that said, oh, your brother's an outlier because he wants to kill Liam Dixon
Senior.
Yeah, and
that's it. Like, and so it doesn't feel as big, you know what I mean? Like, I want this shit to feel like, I don't know. Maybe it's just from being spoiled with other shows and, like, good writing with that. But I feel like they tried to cram, like, a 13-episode season into, like, 8. And then in the end made it feel kind of like, okay, so now it's going to be Maeve versus Hale.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
probably.
It felt like this season was like, okay, both of those were, I don't know. It just made the season feel a little cheap, I guess. Is all. It made it feel like it kind of took the way they didn't put any effort into the big details of the episode of the season, make it feel like that they meant it to be a filler.
A filler season, you mean?
Yeah, a filler season, like kind of like transition from 2 to 4, but which kind of sucks because I felt like 2 was a filler season trying to transition from 1 to 3. Like, I feel like we're going to end up with a sandwich here with 1 and 4 being really, really good seasons, and then 2 and 3 being kind of like these filler, like, you know, just setting up the plot to knock them down.
Which might happen. I mean, yeah, it might happen. I do feel like with Westworld, they do best when there's less, like, action scene-y stuff, mm-hmm. and it's more, like, the philosophical stuff. Like,
God,
my favorite,
yes.
My favorite episode this season was William in the, you know, having the thing with himself, where he's going to all his best selves. And even, like, last season, my favorite episode was the whole James Delos experimentation thing in there.
I loved that.
Where it was very cyclical. Yeah, where it was very cyclical, and it was very... They had one idea, and they just really went deep into the philosophical things. Like, this with this last episode, I would have loved to see more stuff with Bern Arnold and his wife, you know?
Yeah.
Like, which, I guess, I wish we had more time with them, because I thought that scene was awesome. But I was also wondering...
I do not think that scene was awesome. Can we fight now?
Okay, yeah,
that was the most confusing scene of this episode. What the hell happened? It's okay. You're, what was her name? Lauren or whatever?
Yeah.
She obviously has dementia or something. But barring that, her 30-year, like, missing dead? What did, I don't know what she was told or thought she knew about Arnold. Your husband of the past comes back and just, like, wants to chat with you about your dead young son from 30 or 40 years ago.
If I was her, cool? I would have known that my husband was working on AI in the park with Ford. So why would it be put? And I, with them being such good friends, there's a probability that at some point Ford went to Lauren, asked her permission if he could use him, his likeness.
I don't. So she knew. We're supposed to permission, assume though. That she knew that was a.
That's what I'm guessing. If I had to connect the dots, that's how I would.
What were you saying, Trev?
I got you. Do you think Ford would ask permission?
He probably Lauren. Wouldn't, but I think he would for Arnold's sake.
Even still, I think that would be something that should have been fleshed out with, like, a scene. Or like a little a quick flashback.
I would agree.
Or just Lauren saying, like, I always knew you'd come to visit after...
Right, right.
After he said he would make a robot of you. Just something. Just give me something where this feels like a normal thing. They're just BFFs.
Because otherwise it feels kind of like, just kind of out there. Like, just kind of a random scene that could have been chopped off.
I don't understand how that fits.
Jake, I totally agree with where you're coming from, honestly, because, like, I was like, why isn't she freaking out? Like, why isn't she freaking out? Her dead husband of 30 years comes back looking exactly like he did 30 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe she knew that he was working on hosts and stuff like that, but, like, why is she just not freaking out in any way?
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, buy it.
I mean, he's, like, way hotter now. He's, like, super buff guy. So we got to remember that. He's farmhand Arnold. But we'll get to the things with Bernard at the very end. I think we should not talk about post-credit stuff right now.
Okay.
And because post-credits, I think, is a separate deal.
Yep.
And I think we should get to that separately.
I think, and with that, I think we should talk about how season 4 will tie into that. Like, what's the bridge between that scene, those scenes, and
can we also talk about the really crappy action scenes?
Can we talk about the audio mixing? What happened with this episode?
You're right. Yeah, absolutely. That too.
This episode was bizarre. This episode was like they had $16 million for 8 episodes. And they spent $15.5 million in the first 7. And they were like, fuck, we're out of money. We have to shoot this one at night. And we have like half of the audio engineer. Like, this thing technically was kind of a mess. And I don't know how to what to attribute that to. The writing was fine. But it took me out of it a couple times. And I usually try and ignore those things when I'm watching. But it was a little messy. It was a lot messy.
Maybe
it was like
they had really some rushed issues this or with the set designs, and they could only do the shoot so many times that they needed that shot in there.
I don't know. Even that, I'm picturing there's like shots of Maeve and stuff. It was just bizarre.
Honestly, a lot of times though with Westworld, even though the music's amazing, I feel like the balance between that and dialogue is so bad. I always have subtitles on. Yeah, just because like I can't hear half the things that they're saying without him, or I would have to. Like,
oh, did anybody? Did any of you not watch this with captions?
No, I always
did. All just watch it.
I watch everything with captions. Yeah.
Mr. Robot, we had to do that as well because there were times I was just like, I don't know what they said. But there were, it was all not, this isn't even the audio mixing I'm talking about, but it's a good example of it. That in the big scene where we find out that Robo Ball is just a voice in Serac's ear, where Maeve, I think it was Maeve, was confronting him. Is that right? Right by the ball in like the main lobby area. And, you see in the captions that Robo Ball is saying stuff to Maeve. Without captions, I would have heard like, like maybe something in the background. There's not like, if you don't have captions on, you're fucked. You're missing half the dialogue.
Yeah.
And you're just inferring what she says from Maeve. That's a mess. And this is HBO's flagship Saturday night show.
I wonder if some directors now are leaning heavily on that to kind of leave out certain things they don't want to have to put onto a scene.
Maybe. No, some of the other captions though were messy, which led me to believe they didn't spend a lot of time on it.
I agree.
Like questions were missing question marks and stuff.
Could
like
be
that.
AI, because we have AI captioners now.
Oh shit, it's RoboBall captions.
No, we do. We have AI captioning at work and it's terrible some days. Some days it literally puts things out on the air that you wouldn't say on air.
But it's faster than human capture. Way cheaper.
Yeah.
Is there a blacklist of like things that
you can add should never transcribe? But like sometimes, like especially with like the more like Indian names around the area.
Oh god! Oh yeah, you're screwed.
It gets crazy.
Gotta love phonetics.
But yeah, I always watch the caption. You know, I was fine with the dialogue in this episode, although the Dolores death scene felt a little too
Wait a minute. Okay. The first rule of not getting your shit hacked is don't give someone physical access to your computer.
Yeah.
And they hook Dolores up to the goddamn ball. Directly. First of all, how do they have the correct port and like cable type? Did they have to go to 100 different Best Buys to get the correct glowing shoulder blade cable to plug into her? Second of all, you goddamn know she's going to hack you. Are you fucking idiots? Robo Ball should have known. And maybe that, no, because that doesn't make any sense. Like that's his own destruction. He would have known.
Yeah, she was an outlier. She was the only one they couldn't predict.
Right.
This whole season was kind of, I guess that makes sense. This whole season was like, how was Dolores' plan this good? Like, how did she just, it was this intricate and it was this good. Yeah. It makes me wonder. It's like, that's why I was like so like into like, okay, this is a simulation or some of this is a simulation. Because otherwise I just like, it was so convoluted, her plan, and everything went well, like perfectly. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I was like, how did she do this other than she's gone through simulations of this? Like she hacked into Robo Ball or Solomon or something and was just going through simulations nonstop.
Like, yeah, because like it didn't really feel like there were any big like big weights or big like obstacles that were in any of the heroes' ways or any of the good guys' ways this season. Like it felt like everything just kind of went okay.
There's a lot of luck
involved. It just felt very like Hollywood trope-ish. Mm-hmm. That's the only thing that I would say about this episode. I know that sounds really like snobby.
So before we, because I want to talk about the good things, because I have a lot of good things.
I do too.
So if you were in the hit ABC show Lost, and you were stuck in purgatory forever and ever, and you were given the choice to watch season 2 or season 3 as your only season of Westworld, your only season of anything you could ever watch ever again, would you prefer the over-convolutedness inside the park revolt of season 2 or the much more mass market appeal futuristic Shanghai version of season 3?
It's tough because I like the location of season 3. But I kind of like the complexity of season 2 in a way that I would like it in that universe. If that makes sense.
So you like pain. You want to inflict pain on yourself.
Probably, yeah. I would probably watch... I'd watch season 2 because there's more episodes.
That's a cop out, Tom. Which one did you pick?
I think I'd still probably say season three. I think it was still better just because it was a little simpler. I do wish there was more twists and turns and some, you know, deeper underlying meaning rather than being at surface level stuff. But yeah, I liked it. I like the scenery. I like the characters. You know, I thought it was all right, even if it wasn't as deep as like season one and two.
Yeah.
Yeah, season one is, of course, I think, different. Trav, season two or three?
I think season two, if I was stuck in purgatory watching it all day, every day, because there was more to get.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Might be able to unpack like, it
that's good. Yeah.
Yeah, season two would benefit mm-hmm. from rewatches.
I feel like I was more interested in season two to the point where I would like watch it and then, hey, what's on Reddit about this? What's going on? But with season three, mm-hmm. it was more just like a... just like an action show
almost. Yeah, it was almost like a popcorn flick. Yep.
yeah I'm just going back to like season two. Remember we had that huge timeline where like yeah. this scene was 30 years in the past, this scene was 3 months ago, you know, mm-hmm. like we would always like reference that, and that was kind of cool because we would be like after every episode we'd be like, okay, these three scenes are here, these three scenes are here. We have the timeline yeah. in order. It this feels, one, it's just straight. It's just like everything yeah. is a straight line.
It feels like they almost rebooted the show in a way. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like
it does feel like a reset almost. Like X-Men.
That's what I'm worried about. It just doesn't. I don't know. I'll see what season. I'm excited for season four because it like the ending of that was really nice, and I liked that. And I have optimism for that too. But
yeah, is it bad?
The action was. Holy fuck.
I don't know if I'm not going to, but if I rewatched season three, I don't know if I would find anything else out that I didn't already see. That's substantive.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Like, was there anything hidden at all? Were we always just guessing? Were we chasing red herrings and shit?
Pretty much. Yeah.
All the simulation stuff.
Simulation theory, mirror world, all that was...
No Jump. One said Lawrence for the fifth ball because why is it like Tom in your notes? Why was Lawrence in Berlin?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, we still don't know that. Yeah,
but does the show even care? Does it? That's what I'm trying to figure out for season two. And I hate to keep talking about Mr. Robot, but Mr. Robot did this really well where Brandon and I would go through and we would look and there'd be an episode and they would have some little thing. If you were watching when Brandon was streaming just a little bit ago, there was this little like composition notebook that he has, and it's this very intricately made like in-universe notebook of the time the main character was like in prison. And you could watch any episode from that show and there would be little bits, and the little bits that stood out to you meant something. They were a foreshadowing yeah. or mm-hmm. they were a backstory or they were all in-universe. And season two had Westworld had some of those where if you went back and watched something and you noticed like, oh, the cup on his desk was a foreshadowing for this other thing that's going to happen in three episodes. For season three, I feel like the things that we picked up on were just sloppiness. It was just like yeah. continuity errors, or they were just like, I don't think they're red herrings because it didn't seem deliberate to like make us think about a mirror world that just didn't. The show served no purpose to lead us down that path, but it did anyway. And it, so I can't figure out if they, like, what did they do on purpose?
That's why.
They do any of this on purpose.
So, I was going to say, some of the imagery was deliberate, you know, like with the, before we found out that Charlotte was Dolores and that they mm-hmm. were all Dolores, there was signs that
True.
She
okay.
was Dolores. Yep. I mean, yeah, I guess that was the biggest twist of the season was that they're all mm-hmm. Dolores rather than five different hosts.
I miss being able to like go deep into stuff like that. Like I miss that part mm-hmm. of Mr. Robot and even Breaking Bad. Breaking Bad was the same way with all that shit too. I love that in a TV show. That's like one of the things that draws me in.
So like, I feel like Westworld was like that.
Exactly.
Season one and two.
Exactly, I agree. No,
but we hated season two. We can't forget we hated season two. Okay. In that way, where it just like drove us crazy.
I did, but True. I now watching this season and really thinking about the season as a whole, I wish we could find a happy medium between three and two. That would be the sweet spot of the series.
Hmm.
Or just go back to one.
I guess. Yeah, exactly.
I mean, that's obviously that's like the gold standard.
Yeah.
It's like, I felt like in one, like everything, every minute thing was like, there was a reason for it.
Mm-hmm. I felt that way a lot about True Detective. I mean, obviously it's not exactly the same because they're different stories each season, but like the first season of True Detective was fucking awesome. Like one of the best seasons of TV on out there. It's awesome. Season two fucking sucked. And then season three was just kind of like milquetoast, like down the middle to get people back into it.
Kind of feels like there was that. Kind of this, but I don't think it succeeded. Their viewership numbers are way down.
Yeah, that's true, I guess.
But I mean, who knows? Any more bitching? Because I do have good things that I liked. Which the only I think the bitching is fine.
Oh,
what do you think?
Yes,
I have one. What it's Thumb. Really minor, but like, why didn't actually, never mind.
Dolores no. Well, that I was gonna say it.
What?
Now you have to say it.
Yep.
I was gonna say, I don't know, the whole thing that like Dolores was in Park 5 with Caleb there, you know,
yeah,
in the sim.
Yep.
I was like, okay, but like, I don't know.
It felt very, you know, glad-handed.
Like that was the reason why she picked him, was because he did one good thing.
Wait.
Yeah.
No, they were really there. That wasn't a simulation, right?
No, it was. Yeah,
it was a simulation. It was a simulation because they said, "What do these rich fucks do in this park when they're done?"
It's an actual park.
It was real life. Real life.
It is real life, but they were in the park. A training park.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that makes even less sense to me. Why was Dolores
in Park 5?
Why was she in Park 5 at the same time she was in Westworld?
In Park 1? Yeah, it's the thing I don't get. Like, she is like the gold standard host. She's Arnold's best host or whatever.
Yeah, so why would she be thrown to the hogs like that? Yeah.
I don't get that part, but I guess they needed a reason why Dolores picked Caleb.
Before that scene, it made perfect sense. She's a robot. She's a computer. She read through in the blink of an eye all of the training profiles of all the people that had gone through Park 5 because she wanted somebody from the real world, and she picked him. Like that made total sense to me. And then it was like, oh, she saw him and she saw his altruism not to want to fuck her. Like that's the worst reasoning to pick the leader of your whatever bullshit revolution you're going to do.
Revolution, yeah.
Yeah, that made me like angry. I was like, why? It made total sense before that. Big, bold, highlighted question marks on that part.
Yeah, but we now know every park, right? So that's all six of them.
Six?
Yeah.
There's Westworld, Thrush, Shogun World,
Nazi World,
Military World, World.
Nazi World,
the military training ground,
Game of Thrones World,
Six. Yeah.
Yep.
What is Game of Thrones World called though? Do we know anything more than we saw?
It was something stupid. Remember?
Did they give it a name?
Or no, never mind. War World was a stupid one. Especially now that there's a different kind of War World. It's even dumber.
Yeah.
War Sim World.
Call of Duty and Medal of Honor.
COD World. Is that Discover Rest World? It's Delos Destinations. I'm going to go to the website real quick because I can't. They had the little glitchy placeholder. And I wonder if it's changed.
It may have been called Medieval World, but I don't know if that was.
Well, that was what it was. I think just hypothesized to be called. So Westworld, Shogun World, War World is what it's actually called. So Park 4 is still glitchy, but I think that's supposed to be Medieval World. Park 5 is still glitchy, and then the Raj. So if it's Medieval World, which I guess everyone's just assuming, I don't think it's in canon that they've said the name of it yet.
It was teased in that episode.
Shit, is this new? Park 5, if you hover over it on their website, at the bottom it says defense contracts only.
Oh, yeah.
Because the reservation's closed to the public, which is normal. But if, you know, mousing over, it says defense contracts only. That's new.
That's new.
That it said that. That's cool.
Yeah.
Which, in hindsight, we should have guessed that. That's a really good use of this tech.
Yeah.
The Defense Department would definitely want to use it for war simulation. That's perfect for that. So, I don't know. We missed that one.
Somebody brought up that there's a link with Inception too, because like that's why they made that the whole dream state was for the military, to so people could shoot and kill each other.
Oh, okay. I never thought about that.
1 second.
Yes.
I'm going to read this.
Oh, God.
This front, this post on the Westworld subreddit by a username of Save the Phytoplankton. Season 3 in a nutshell. Serac, I finally have you now, Dolores. Dolores, nice try, but that was all part of my plan. Caleb, what the fuck is going on? Bernard, Dolores is trying to take over the world and enslave the humans. She's going to replace everyone and turn humans against her. And I know all of this because the plot needs someone to explain it to the audience. Stubbs, fuck you, Bernard. William, I'm going to save the fucking world. Serac, you may not, or you may have gotten me that time, Dolores, but now I have you for real. Dolores, nah, all part of my plan again. Caleb, seriously, what the fuck is going on? Bernard, she's going to use Caleb as a pawn to make the humans kill each other and build her own robot world. Stubbs, how the fuck do you know any of this? We've just been randomly walking around this whole season. William, I'm going to save the fucking world. Serac, it's almost finished, I promise. Serac, okay, Dolores, you may have bested me the last two times, but now I've got you for sure. Nope, all part of my plan. Caleb, all right, I give up. Bernard, Dolores was actually the good guy the whole time and sacrificed herself so that hosts can live in harmony with humans in a better world. And she put the encryption key inside of me because she knew I could only, or only I could be trusted with it. Stubbs, Bernard, we've literally been randomly going from motel to motel ourselves this whole season. How do you know any of this? Bernard, there's no time to explain. I must go to the Sublime with the other hosts for the next 10 years. Stubbs, so cool. I'll chill in this bathtub. William, I'm going to save the fucking world. Nega William kills William.
So.
And that was season 3.
I'll put that in the show notes. That's a good synopsis. Season 3 in a nutshell.
I also think that we should call this sicko mode because that's what I'm calling it when Bernard goes into his other.
Was it 10? I don't get that reference. Was it 10 years?
You literally went to the concert.
Is that a known thing? I'm just going to always say I don't get the reference.
It's great.
Is that a known thing that it's 10 years? Is that just this guy being silly?
It's just like, a long time.
Yeah.
That has to be a lot.
Wait, hold on. We don't want to get to that yet. No. Unless Pause. We do.
We should say what we like about this season.
Yeah. Everything.
We should have some positive.
Yes. No. What?
Nothing. So good stuff. They didn't make me want to pull my hair out, which is good.
Yep.
We wanted a middle ground. That was good. I think they did your job. The world building I was happy with, both in this episode, but I'm also speaking just generally. I was very happy with the kind of near future, because this is not that far in the future. Mm-hmm. This is like 30 or 40 years. I felt happy with that. There was enough given to the audience for future tech to plausibly explain how stuff could work, like the little metal wafers that they ate. They were the pharmaceutical
things.
That
was cool.
That was like plausible enough where I was like, cool. All right. They get a little, you know.
One thing that wasn't metal, so positive or plausible from this. From this episode was when Caleb got into that police chopper and it just, you know, just went off. Sure, the police don't have any kind of women to have, like, stop it.
I think they bought it. I think they bought everything.
It. Okay.
Which that was very cool. I really like the world building for the market economy. Mm-hmm. This was like Ayn Rand's wet dream where everything is market based.
Yeah.
And you know, the highest bidder wins no matter what. While there's basically no laws because money can buy everything. So that I think was cool because those things all fit. They all not just fit with the storyline, but they like fit together. There were no weird ends that were fraying on the edges of that bit of world building. I was also pretty happy with that they didn't like bring back stupid characters for no reason. Mm-hmm. Everyone seemed like they were, whether or not the plan actually made any sense from Dolores' standpoint, everybody kind of had a part that made sense, like why they were brought back.
That's kind of also why it feels like a reboot in a way. Like they're trying to reboot this show to go in a different direction because they wanted it to go for multiple seasons. Thinking
Teddy was going to come out, but like we don't need to see Teddy anymore. Teddy has nothing to do with the plot. Teddy's gone.
Nope.
Teddy's out to pasture.
So like that's why I'm thinking important. Like it almost feels like it's like on like a reboot because they touched on like the characters we all liked, the ones that they could get in there at least, and then bam.
Yeah.
I'm going to disagree with you guys on that last
Bring
one,
it. Though.
Yeah, just because, like, besides Dolores, Maeve, Caleb, Serac, I felt everybody else was just, like, either filler or just, like, fan service guest stars, really. Like, Bernard's whole arc this season, I thought he could have been out of the whole season and it probably wouldn't have mattered, to be honest, until the end. William, that was cool. Like, him going into himself, that was cool. But then, like, and, like, his arc was cool. But then... We'll get to it later. I think it was a little different, but maybe we'll see more of him in the future and his endeavors before the end. And then, but then everybody else, like all the other Dolori, I thought they were just like, oh, cool cameos, really, more than actual fleshed out characters. Besides Halebot, I thought Halebot was really good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think she's kind of a co-main character. You didn't think Lawrence had a surrogate purpose?
The impact of Lawrence, yeah, I don't think so. Nowhere.
I don't know. Man, that's just I feel like trended in the wrong way because of that, but
what did you like, Tom?
I guess like I said, I really liked Hale's character and like the divergence between her and Dolores Prime. I thought that was like a really cool
Dolores Prime. That's cool.
Like I thought that was like the cool takeaway from the season. It's like, you know, you have two identical people, but they have different experiences and they diverge pretty severely from each other. I thought that was pretty dope. I like Caleb's character. I like the whole world as a whole. Like I love the future tech. I liked the Rico app and, you know, the whole Insight RoboBall thing. I thought that was really cool. I honestly just wish there was more of it, to be honest. So we could just see like everyday life in this future utopia, I guess you could call it. And then, yeah, there was like some standout moments with like William. I thought he was like his like episode where they went back to his backstory and his previous selves. I thought that was really good too. Maeve, I was kind of on the fence for, because I she's like fighting for her daughter, but then like she's been fighting for her daughter, I guess, for the last two seasons, and like I thought
her fake daughter.
Yeah, I thought her last season, I thought that was like a great arc where she's like, okay, her daughter, fake daughter, is in the Sublime. We're all good, you know.
But
I guess now she's trying to fight to get back in there.
Like I told my wife, and I feel like this is a really fair description. I like what I'm seeing on the screen, but it doesn't feel like Westworld.
I felt the same way.
It feels like just like, I don't know, like a lot of these characters' arcs just kind of fell apart and just blow whatever. I don't know. Sorry, I'm not going to bring the whole thing down with just negativity here.
No, I think that's because we can't look back in isolation. We're, you know, talking about stuff we like and don't like, but in the end it's got to hold together as a piece, and we're going to probably, none of us are going to rewatch this season in the future. And so we're going to be thinking back on how the ending, even fair or not, how it all wrapped up and how that, what kind of a taste it left in our mouth.
I was looking at a picture and I honestly miss the episodes, like the one with like the, you know, the Indian episode in season two. That was phenomenal.
Kichita, what the hell was the episode
Kixua
called?
Kixua or whatever. Yeah, it was a good episode. I enjoyed that a lot. I enjoyed seeing like the different history and details of the little parts of the world and like just the intricacies. Like I hope they go back to some more of that.
Yeah, we need to see what's it called? What's the world we were going to call it? Medieval world?
Medieval world, yeah.
Medieval times?
Yeah.
I think it'd be cool to go back to like the Raj, though. They didn't show much of that. Like a cool world.
Yeah, we just got the Raj to set up Emily's character in season two. And then she quickly somehow went directly to her dad. in Westworld. Yeah, I would love to see more of that.
That would be cool if, like, the hosts in the Sublime, if, you know, given their own devices, they actually just create Westworld again, like, with all its little parks.
That would actually be really cool. So let's dive into what the end credits were, and then we can talk about what we think season four is going to be like and resolve unresolved questions that we've got. I took shit notes on this. Is anybody going to give a recap of the post-credit scenes?
So you had the first... Which one was the first one? Was it the...
Man in Black.
First Man in Black. Black. So Man going in Black, the credits cut and then go to Dubai. You see Delos Company in Dubai, and you see Man in Black walking up and basically asks the... receptionist, like, if you know what they make there and stuff like that, and she gets all freaked out and presses the alarm, and a security guy comes up to him and he shoots him right there, and he just goes down to the basement where he sees what did he see again?
Hailbot.
He sees
the printers there.
That's right, he sees the printers, yeah, and yeah. Hailbot's there, and then Hailbot basically unleashes a copy of Man in Black.
Of the darkest part of Man in Black. Like,
Yes, Parks. Parks' version of
him. Yeah,
them.
Yep.
Because that's where she got all the data from.
I don't think it's necessarily just the Parks version.
She said something.
Yeah, she said that, you remember all the stuff you've been done because they did...
Well, yeah, recreated as a host from what they learned about him in the park. Yep. But I think they know him pretty well because he was... saying the stuff that Man in Black was saying word for word as he was saying it. So I feel like they set up that to be pretty good. Like, we can copy people and turn them into hosts. No fucking problem. Especially people that have been in the park as long as
most. I thought they said something specifically about, like, the worst parts of him or something.
Mm, yep.
Mm-hmm. I thought that was his final reckoning. That it was like, you thought you were a good guy that had some rough edges that you had to go once a year and rough out in Westworld, but no, you're a piece of shit and bye bye. And then he cut his throat. I thought it was more like a shut up. You're not the villain. I'm the villain kind of thing.
The one really cool thing about also watching it at past the post credits about that, when they talk about the behind the scenes, they were talking about a lot of Einstein's theories and stuff with this episode. And one thing was like, you know, if you set two identical people at the same spot, they're going to come out with different, or a copy of the same person, and they'll both come back with different outcomes. So, like, you had that one Dolores, he had a copy and they split.
And I just realized Man in Black wearing black, killing William wearing in white.
Yep.
It was basically saying the good guy, think you're a good guy, you're not
going to. The timelines are changing. This is the evil timeline.
I can go back and watch those after things. I never see those.
I only watch this one. It was actually kind of cool.
But after that, was it right after that we saw Bernard?
Yeah. So then Bernard is in the hotel room with Teddy. And
we don't know if
Teddy. Or sorry, you know what I meant.
Could have been Teddy.
Sorry, a very long time.
Sorry, Stubbs.
It's got to be a very, very long time. Yeah, right?
There was like a quarter inch of dust on him.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just sitting there because he went to the Sublime. And when we see him try to access it, all of a sudden he just goes like dead. He's not dead though, because then he wakes up and he's covered in dust. So he's been there for a while. Yeah.
So let's start with him. What the hell? Did he go there and like,
guessing
was it a real time thing?
I'm guessing he tried to access it, and then once he tried to access it, I'm guessing Hale intercepted it in some way, because that's how she would have all the Parks information on him, on Man in Black, with all that stuff, since he had the key.
They offloaded a lot of that guest data a long time ago.
Well, they did.
They had a little guest data. They don't have the host USB data. Right before Ciroc.
Oh, yeah.
Killed all the other board members.
Yep.
And that's just host data or guest data. It's not host data because, like, the hosts are the other thing that they want.
Yeah.
That they still, as far as you know, don't have. I thought that he went there and, like, lived there. Shit, I don't know.
Which one?
Because that's the USB needed.
It's all USB. It's going to be USB 3.3, but still USB.
Because Serac needed the encryption key, which was in Bernard's head, for the human data.
Was it for the human data, too?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, because he was going to upload all of that to RoboBall and then save the world or whatever.
I thought it was the what was in, was uploaded to the Valley Beyond was encrypted with a key that was put in Bernard. And that was all that was left to decrypt. But all the human data had been being uploaded back to the back to mainland for decades. I thought that Hale had said as much, basically, that they had been doing this for a while, and that the last big trove was all the host information. And but that doesn't make a ton of sense either, because why the fuck would Serac want that so much?
Can we also talk about the scene where you see apartments and everything blowing up? And
is that Lawrence?
What's up?
Lawrence?
I don't know.
Lawrence, right?
That is Lawrence.
The whole, yeah, with Caleb and Maeve looking out at the town while it's happening. Mm-hmm. Looks like almost, it felt very, very Fight Club. Like the end of Fight Club.
I didn't think about that.
And then that shot of Caleb going in the police cruiser when he goes to Insight, that looked exactly like freaking something out of Blade Runner. Like both of them had two different vibes. It was weird.
Well, he has a replicant. That makes sense.
I mean, yeah. Yeah, this is just a prequel to Blade Runner.
So, forgetting what we don't know, which is a lot, that let's pretend that the no one needs anyone's data anymore, right? Like Hale can replicate whoever she wants. And Bernard was going to the Valley Beyond to convince them to come back to Earth, maybe? And that took him a couple decades to do? That's the only thing that makes sense, why he left for a very long time and then came back eventually.
So I think
and isn't things in the Sublime and the Valley Beyond, aren't they running at faster speeds because it's simulation? So
it's been like 300 years or something?
Yeah, it's like either he was like caught there, or that's how much time it took to get to the end of the world or whatever. Because it wasn't that what he was going to the Sublime for, to see what happens at the after the end of the world or something like that?
He said, yeah, to find out. Yeah, I don't know what he said.
There was a phrasing for it. I can't think of what it was. But it was like, what do, if given free reign, what do the hosts do? To figure out then maybe that's what humans would do. I don't know. If left to your own devices, what do the kids do when they're alone?
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. Is it going to inform what they're going to do? So we've talked about this a bunch before. None of us ever watched it still. But the original Westworld movie was followed up with a sequel called Future World. And I think, Tom, you've said this before, that part of the basic plot lines of that are famous people, world leaders, are secretly replaced with robots that have people controlling them so they can run the world. And I don't even know if they're going to try and tell that bit of the story. You could argue that season 3 was that story, that it was RoboBall leading the world in one way or another, directly or indirectly. But you could also think that the way that Hale and the end credits with all the robot printers, with the Indiana Jones very long corridor lining up at the end shot, that she is going to do what she did to Man in Black, who's still a very powerful, influential person with a lot of money. She's going to do that for anybody else who's been to the park before. Any world leader, any politician, any head of companies, she could just replace them all and run the world. And that would be a very cool season.
Holy shit. Have you guys gone to insightinc.com?
Not in a while.
Go to insightinc.com and just click on something. Just let it take you through.
This is very good podcast material.
Sorry.
It's a fake little command prompt. Oh, I got an email from them that was like, we're going dark. Oh, it's RoboBall deleting itself.
Yeah.
That's funny.
It's kind of neat.
It's running.
Look, it says copyright 2058 Insight Inc. at the bottom left.
Turn audio off.
You didn't know that.
Oh, it's got some audio file that's playing.
2058.
Right, so turn my volume off.
2058. That's funny. Yeah, it turned audio off.
Yeah, I tried to go back to it, but it won't let me go back.
I'm sure there's something encoded in there. I wonder if the ARG people have gotten into that. Because that would be cool if we got a little more information. Mm-hmm. The last line in my notes is, God damn it, two more fucking years probably. Which I think that's the thing that makes me the most despondent is like...
It took 2 years to make this.
And are we going to wait another 2 years? And I'm probably. Glad that we got led into a season four pretty well. And that they've greenlighted it. And maybe COVID's going to fuck with that a little bit. But I think in the absence of a global pandemic, they were still going to take 2 years to make this thing. And that's depressing. Because like it could be really cool if they did the future world thing. Or if we just got to find out what the fuck's happening. But we're not
going to be old when it's over. By the time the series ends.
Yeah.
We're going to be old men.
We're going to be Bernards. We're going to be covered in dust.
Yep. Or we're going to be Stubbs.
Mm-hmm.
Bleeding out in a bathtub.
Yeah.
For sure. I'm just not going to shower.
He's dead,
and protest.
Right? Like, he's dead, right?
No. No one ever dies. No,
I mean, not dead, but like, he's going to quote unquote die because he's going to run out of, he's going to bleed out, basically.
Maybe, but he's got his brain ball, right?
He'll be fine. Yeah, he'll be fine.
He'll be fine. Patch him up.
Speaking of dying, did Giggles die? Yes.
I don't know. I was sad.
They never closed that. Kept
Giggles.
No.
I think he didn't, probably.
They showed because her at the end, know. But not him.
That's true. Well, he would have gone to a hospital, probably. I don't know. Maybe. I think probably we're meant to believe he died because they're not going to pay for him to be on the next season.
It's the same with Serac. Like, he's dying. He didn't actually
die. He's probably dead. He died in the sense that he has no power anymore. So even if he didn't die, he's irrelevant, maybe?
Yeah, maybe.
And we're not, just not supposed to care about him anymore? Who else didn't maybe die?
Dolores, as we know her, is dead. Like, the main one.
Is she?
She's alive, but she doesn't have any memories.
The hostess formerly sense. Known as Dolores. Shut up, Beth. Exactly. I didn't even know you were watching, Andrew. Shit. You're stroking my beard, reading shit.
Is the... But it, so she they uploaded she uploaded her brain into RoboBall.
And
they were
gone.
Deleting the copy that was in her brain still. But then RoboBall was deleted. You think she made a copy of herself somewhere else?
There's besides more brain the balls. Other, besides like Lawrence and all them.
And that's Sato. True. So Lawrence like, has just doesn't have some of the memories.
Yeah, Sato, like what's her name has his Such head. Son.
Yeah.
Like Maeve.
Oh, yeah.
Maeve basically has his head.
Oh, and yeah. What happened to Clem?
Yeah. Wait, I
What happened
know.
To them? Did they just go away?
Pretty much. They were here and then gone. And then I guess Caleb could probably recreate Dolores from memory if he had like maybe, the tools maybe. and whatnot.
Because
what they say, Bernard like you could. Can you're because Bernard recreated her.
Mm-hmm.
Or he created, I don't know. One of them
but created
it's
been too
other.
Far in the future for... Fuck. Yeah, the timelines don't work very well for having everybody come back. That was the annoying part, too, is this feels like stuff actually happened. Another good thing is I honestly don't care if any main characters die because I want someone to die. Like, I always want something to happen.
Yeah.
Consequence. Episode 7... was like, oh my god, everyone died. And then next week on the season finale, and it's like, well, Dolores is not dead, and Maeve is not dead, and oh, the outfits they were wearing are not blood sullen and bullet ridden, and everyone's fine. And let's do this again. There were no consequences. Maybe there's some consequence now. I don't know.
I think Dolores might be gone.
Possibly.
So I have ripped Dolores, ripped Sebac. Oh yeah, Sebastian hit his head. Poor Sebastian.
Yeah.
That's my main hench boy. He's dead, man. That was my Sebastian.
Man in Black, definitely dead.
Man in Black, 100%
well, real
dead.
Man in Black.
Question mark,
except,
though?
Well,
maybe not.
Yeah, he's super dead. They're not going to send
They're
him.
They're not
going to
keep
that.
Him
he's
in
dead.
The bag, like sucking his life force away. He's already pretty much sucked dry.
But, well, title. So, but he's the the human body of him is dead.
Yeah.
But they demonstrated pretty well they have a pretty good imitation of him alive.
Mm-hmm. Do you think in the next season we'll see some more of the like how he became, how the host version of him became ready to be in the world?
Yes. Yes.
Because those, think we will.
Those little conversations were cool to watch.
Yeah. That would be very cool. And I wonder if he is a host or if he is, did Halebot figure out how to James Delos him without the mistakes?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
I don't know if he's a host or not. I think he's probably honestly a host.
Yeah.
It'd be cool if he was a human.
Oh, I think he's a host. I think that dude's a host. Honestly, I think the Man in Black we see in this post-credits scene, he's not fully sentient yet, that he's a host.
Hmm.
And then he's gonna go through that whole thing with the park and everything to figure out if he actually is a host or if he actually has decisions, and that's where they're actually gonna test him, and then that's season two. You
know, but wasn't that like a thousand years in the future?
Well, it had that same dust. Said something it had about the it. Same dust that Bernard like that was on Bernard in this last
season. So maybe we'll get the year 3058 is where the season four will pick back up.
It's just gonna be 2 centimeters of dust later.
Yeah, that'll be definitely Soraka's bed.
3 hours later,
you're gonna measure life in centimeters of dust on the host.
Yeah.
I don't have any other RIPs for this one. In a thousand years in the future, Delos could have more parks too. Like the universe could expand for sure.
It's true. Yeah.
Off world.
That'd be dope. Oh, yeah, Moon World. Yeah. I'd pay for Moonworld.
That'd be dope.
I don't know.
Personally, I would want Jupiter World just so I could walk in and get instantly crushed.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I definitely want to be crushed under many thousands of tons of pressure.
I mean, who doesn't?
Flattened.
Yeah.
Just make me a pancake, boy.
That's a safe word for Jupiter. I don't think I had any other big takeaways, complaints, kudos. What else from this episode from you guys?
I don't have anything for this episode. I was going to say, where do we think season four is going to go from here? Or like, where's it going to end at?
I think it's, and this is only entirely because I read it on the Westworld subreddit. I think it's going to be like Future World, where they go and try to replace people.
Yeah, people. I didn't read that on subreddit. Did I come up with an original idea that I didn't copy from someone? I'm so happy. That would be. I think that'd be a cool storyline. I'd want to see that. Mm-hmm. I know that that Lisa Joy is a longtime listener to the podcast, so she'll definitely take this under advisement.
Actually, I'm huge. That would be huge cool friends with Christopher Nolan.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, call him Chrissy Nolan, Lee Joy.
Or sorry, Jonathan Nolan.
That's what I call him.
Sorry.
No, it's
I'm friends with both. So it's Chrissy, fine.
Yeah. The brothers, the sisters.
Man, your
sister.
Posse runs deep.
Are you calm? What'd you call me?
Did you just call me? Don't you ever speak to my son again?
Don't you dare badmouth my posse.
The future world thing would be very cool. I don't know where else they could take it other than just another random direction.
I think it's part future world. Hosts going nuts and then humanity killing itself, apocalypse, sand everywhere,
dirt. Mad Max.
Mad Max. Pretty much, yeah.
Yep.
Apocalypse World, a new park.
Oh.
And then in the Zombie end, world. They all die in Game of Thrones world, and then we reboot Game of Thrones. But make it good this time.
Did we ever figure out if any of this season was a simulation?
Nope.
I assume there none was of it besides the
just the
aside
stuff.
From what was letterboxed.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I think all of it, the rest of it's real.
Until the end of season four, when the whole four seasons were a simulation.
They took 4 seconds.
Yeah.
God damn.
And there was Bernard original Delos, and they were like, "Nope. Well, we're not doing that. Shut it down." That'd be a good way to end it. That would make me happy.
I think Future World does make sense for next season. I hope that it's not like an army of hosts that she's making to like an army of old hosts from the park that she's bringing back. I hope that it is replacing people with host versions of themselves.
Did we get, do we learn anybody else though? So we have William, who Man in Black, who is an important person. We don't know of anybody else though in the real world that's like an important guy.
No, but someone pulled a screenshot from Future World, the movie, and Man in Black was one of the ones that was transferred over into a host.
Yeah, so, buddy, Future World.
You might be able to look at that and see if you really want
to. So. I'll find that and I'll put it in show notes.
Have any of you watched the movies?
No.
No. Mm-hmm. We talked about it that we need to.
One of these years we'll watch them.
We have two more years.
We have 2 years to watch two movies.
We Listen, literally said that last season 2 years ago. we never did it.
And then we just forgot about it.
But maybe.
It.
Should just do it while it's fresh.
We should.
That's what we say, and this is how it gets the ball rolling, but... You mm-hmm.
know. Just well. Make a night. Stay tuned for that episode.
See you in 2 years. For the next spoiler. Let's be real. At least 2.5 with COVID. Maybe 3.
Oh, don't say that.
I want to be surprised.
Oh, God. Why does it take so long?
I was also very surprised we didn't see any Anthony Hopkins at all.
We did, didn't we?
Same.
No? If we saw him, it was like a little flashback there or something. But he did not feature at all, which was kind of surprising. One more thing. Who was inside Bernard?
Arnold.
Bernard. It's Arnold a little bit.
How? How did Dolores. Where did Arnold come from?
It's like little program that
was Arnold just like a really shitty strong guy?
Oh, like, the other person.
No, it's also like, Bernard. Bernard's also in there.
But like he would switch over to the muscle. You know, he'd switch over to the bouncer. They would like beat the shit out of people. And then he would switch back to sweet old Bernard.
I think that it was the opposite.
Oh, you think Arnold was the nice guy? I think Arnold was a nice guy. And Bernard was out for blood.
Because didn't Arnold, as a nice guy, go to his wife?
That's a very good point.
Yep, yep.
And Bernard just had a little faint bit of it. Ah, damn. There's a couple of maybe we'll have to see if they put out some teasers or anything for season 4. Who knows? They could.
And the Super Bowl. They could do stuff faster than we think.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, maybe in like 6 months, 8 months.
Why can't they just have a normal schedule? Go shoot on a soundstage. I don't care. Just put something out.
I don't remember. At the end of season 2, did they have a teaser for season 3?
No.
It seemed like that was a pretty quick just that, tease for the season.
It was just that that post-credits scene with the Man in Black doing... Man in Black host doing fidelity tests.
Which they did say at the time was not season 3. Right. That was in for some far future.
Right, it's season 4.
I guess this would be season 4.
I can see that. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah,
I can see. I can see host Man in Black asking the same question: "Is like, is any of this real? Do I have any control over this?" I could see something.
But if it was supposed to be very far in the future, like I was led to believe at least hundreds of years for that season 2 post credits, that wouldn't fit because Man in Black can't be replaced with the host in 1,000 years because he's nothing in 1,000 years. He's replaced now because he's important and powerful. And so that's got to be still something different. Maybe we'll still see what it is, but 1,000 years doesn't make any sense to me. If Hale-Bot is going to be doing anything in season 4 with her sneaky plan, it's got to be contemporaneous. It's got to be now, you know, 2059 or whatever.
Well, didn't we get that thing where... like Roboball showed what's his face, Caleb, the plan. Didn't that have times on it, like mass extinction times and all that?
That was like 24 years, I think. Was the end of civilization was 24 years out?
I could see that being like the time frame. Like we're talking about decades, you know. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that makes sense. This is all so dumb. Yeah. I was happy. At the end of this, I'll end with that.
Okay,
I was pleased. They did what I wanted them to do. They didn't fuck it up. It we got too big brainy sometimes, which is fine. And it added to the world and it made me excited for season four. I think that's a success. If I wasn't excited for season four, that'd be a failure. Mm-hmm. So by that one tiny metric that I just made up, good job.
Agreed.
Then I would say it is a success based off that.
Yep.
Same.
Trev?
Agreed.
Do you want to die? He's already dead.
I've actually died. Damn.
I want to go play some Overwatch.
Recipes. Well, we'll see everybody again in about 2 years.
By that time, we'll all have different accents.
Yeah.
A British accent by then.
I'll be Southern. I'm just the rancher's daughter.
Wait, you can't go doing that. I got that on lock. Don't worry about it.
I am editing that out of the podcast. I hate that voice so much. What
are you doing? Why? Why do you hate that?
Bye-bye.